Okay, it is 7:58. We are coming out of executive session, and this is Jeff Randall, the president of the board of Jefferson PUD. So come on back in, and we'll finish up our meeting.
Oh, you said Bill. I thought you said Will.
No, Bill. Well, Will.
And we are recording now, everybody.
Cannot sit it's take.
So we just, again for the record, we just came out of executive session under 42.30.110 sub 1 sub G, where we were reviewing the performance of a public employee, and we did indicate that there could be possible action after that. So let's discuss and possibly take action. One of the items we reviewed was a draft separation agreement and release of employment that we're working with Larry Dunbar's attorney on, and Joel Paisner reviewed that with us with some proposed changes. And so what do we want to do here?
Well, I think we want to authorize our attorney, Mr. Paisner, and yourself to continue negotiations with Mr. Dunbar's attorney and see if we can bring this to resolution.
Okay. I'll second that. I think we're close, and maybe by the next meeting we could have something that's final. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is passed. We also discussed some employee issues, and as has been stated in open session, there's been things to be concerned about at the PUD, and Joel, since these relate to personnel issues, we kind of look to you. And what do you recommend we do at this point?
Well, I think, you know, through this process with putting the general manager on unpaid administrative leave, there's been some issues that have arisen. And just so I could get some help and perspective, I reached out to Rick Hughes, who's had my position previously and was involved, you know, over the last couple of years. And I think if it's okay, I would recommend that we actually retain Rick, and I can retain him as a consultant that would help conduct an investigation, at least initially, on what happened around some of the decisions that have been made and arisen here at the PUD, and have him either orally or written provide some kind of draft report after he's done an investigation. So I would propose that that I kind of put a scope of work together for him, and that he would then begin and conduct an investigation. It's really standard in organizations to bring in outside counsel to do these types of investigations, and I think it would be helpful not only to management here, Kevin, but to the commissioners to find out some of the issues going on with your staff.
Okay.
So I would move that we direct Joel Paisner to contact attorney Rick Hughes, put together a scope of work, and proceed with investigation to identify some of the preceding events that brought us to the point where we are now.
Yeah, I think it's a necessary step. You know, this board, you know, three-person boards, it's hard to get, you know, a lot of information, and having someone like Rick come in, I think, is a very good idea. So that, and the public can see that, you know, we're taking the right steps to make sure if there's any steps we've missed, that someone's there to let us know.
So we need a second.
So you made a motion.
And I'll second it.
Okay, Dan's a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay, so Joel, you are authorized to retain outside counsel to help us with some of these personnel matters. And earlier this evening, we authorized you to retain some professional assistance on our personnel manual dealing with some of those issues.
I apologize interrupting you, but procedurally,
it's true.
When you have a motion,
right,
you have a second, or you don't have a second, then you have discussion.
Right. And before we adjourn, earlier in the meeting, we touched on little updates on the CFO process, and we set a date for interviews. We're going to communicate with Scott. Kevin, do you want to do that, or would it be helpful if I communicated with Scott in any way? Okay, I've been talking to him frequently. Maybe I'll just reach out to start with, and I know the board has some questions about getting the resumes of the people we're going to interview, so I'll talk to him about that. I'll keep Kevin in the loop, and then staff will get you information as soon as possible so you are informed of our options on the CFO candidates, and we can go forward as quickly as possible.
I just have to comment. I'm kind of mystified that... there would be a confidentiality issue with sharing resumes with the two other members of the Board of Commissioners. That would somehow, as if it would be opening it up to the public. It just seems to me to be two very different situations, two very different scenarios.
I think we just need some clarification from Scott.
And part of it is the expectations of the candidates. And I have a feeling these two may be fine with it, but we just need to find out and then take the appropriate steps.
Well,
so
I guess it strikes me that if they don't expect that in the interview process, that before they get to the point of being interviewed, that their resumes would be shared with the full board of commissioners, then there was something wrong with the process in terms of preparation with the consultant.
I will get the answers to that and get the information through to staff and to the rest of the board as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So I hear what you're saying. Okay, do we have any other business this evening? I've lost my agenda. I think we are done. If we agree, we are done. So seeing no further action, I'm going to announce this meeting adjourned at 8:04. Thank you all for coming. And welcome again to the board, Dan. It's been a pleasant experience so far.
No, thanks for pointing out your point of order. I've been ahead of myself on discussion.
All right, we are adjourned.